Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mia and Archer with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Kangaroo Point's long-awaited new green bridge is set to open by the end of 2024. The 460-metre bridge that is connecting Alice Street and Edward Street in the CBD to Scott Street in Kangaroo Point has just been placed, meaning that it's roughly 85% of the way done. The bridge is set to have its own restaurant, bar and cafe fit with stunning greenery as people stroll along. A whale yesterday discovered entangled in shark nets on King's Beach in Caloundra was discovered. The massive mammal's distress was heard by members of the public near the beach at approximately 6 a.m. yesterday, and the whale was released by 9 a.m. that morning. It marks the first whale of the season to be caught in the possibly deadly shark nets and drumlines that seem to tangle up every aquatic creature except sharks. In national news, around 2.6 million Australians will be receiving a pay rise next month due to the Fair Work Commission announcing upcoming increases to both the minimum and award wages. The current national minimum wage is $23.23 an hour. However, it is increasing by 3.75% by July 1st.
Medibank faces potential fines reaching trillions of dollars as the Australian Information Commissioner files suit in federal court over the 2022 cyber attack. Following the breach, sensitive customer data, including medical records and personal details, appeared on the dark web. The commissioner alleges Medibank neglected to safeguard the personal information of its 9.7 million customers, exposing them to significant risks. Each contravention carries a maximum penalty of $2.2 million, potentially totaling over $21 trillion. In international news, Tokyo, Japan's capital, is set to launch a unique initiative to combat the country's declining birth rate, a government-developed dating app. Users will need to provide proof of legal single status, express willingness to marry, and provide a tax certificate displaying income. Scheduled for release this year, the app aims to facilitate connections among those seeking partners, amongst concerns over Japan's plummeting birth rates. For your weather today, Brisbane is colder than Queensland's Victory later tonight in State of Origin. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.